Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Helen, guess who our amazing partners are for this episode?
Oh, mate, I've got no idea. Don't keep me in suspense.
It's PayPal. You know, those excellent dudes who make it easy and safe to shop online, pay a friend back, or send money.
Ooh, you had me at easy.
Look, these are challenging times.
Tell me about it. I've had to clean chocolate off the carpet 3 times today, and I'm not even sure it was chocolate.
PayPal is a great way to shop online and send money to family and friends, whether you want to show them your appreciation or just give them a treat during this crazy time. And let's face it, we all need one. It's dead quick and simple.
Sounds like the kind of thing I could even do after 2 glasses of wine.
I don't know, mate, you do drink it in pints. Anyway, yeah, why not share the love with someone today and hashtag PayPal it forward. Do you see what I did there?
Great bunch of lads.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Right. I mean, who's introducing this one? It's weird, isn't it?
It's so weird. We're back, people. It's the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Yes. Hello. I'm Ellie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
And who is our guest tonight, Helen?
Absolutely fucking nobody, Ellie.
It's each other.
Hey.
Yes. Hello, everyone. It's a lockdown special.
Oh, my God. So this is going live just only a couple of days after we've recorded it. Because, Ellie, we're in a bubble.
We are in a bubble, mate. With each other. Unbelievable. And so, sadly, with my husband and children and your children, which, I mean, they almost feel extraneous, to be honest. I'd be quite happy if it was just me and you.
Just dead weight, Ellie. Just get them off the ship.
Oh, they just want to eat all the time. It's exhausting.
I know. It's messy. It's hard. It's chaotic. But we have lived through, I don't know, what week are we of lockdown? About
487, I think.
Yes, yeah. I think that's it. And this is the first podcast we've recorded since we were locked up because we've been quite strict about not seeing each other because we're good citizens and good humanitarians. We haven't actually sat down next to each other for 3.5 months.
No, it's weird.
It is,
man.
Weird.
But emotional, but good.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so we've been putting out podcasts that we sort of had a backlog of podcasts, luckily, that we could put out. But now we're up and running again. We've got new equipment so we can socially distance with guests, which is exciting.
It is. We've got these like 2 meter long poles and things. And we actually look, after 7 fucking years, we actually look professional, which is unbelievable, really.
I mean, nobody will believe it.
It's taken a global pandemic for us to actually invest.
Yes. For us to buy some better microphones. I mean,
indeed.
Anyone would think we're lazy bastards.
Exactly,
really.
Exactly right. Well, not broke, don't fix it. But yeah, so, I mean, everybody's experienced the lockdown, Ellie. Everybody in the whole world. I mean, we all know New Zealand won the game.
Yes.
But, well done, Kiwis.
It's like it is, isn't it? It's like a really terrible version of Risk where and New Zealand have won. But we, the plucky Brits, we sent 2 in, didn't we? We still sent 2 little horsemen in just to give them a little scare.
That's
well done,
right.
Britain.
Yeah. I see you, perfect score, and I raise you 2 diseased women,
yes.
New Zealand.
Listen, we're British. We've got experience of bringing disease to countries that are getting on perfectly well without us. You know, what's wrong with a bit of colonialism in the modern world? Plenty!
Oh, my God. Yeah, hello to Australia, Canada, and all the other areas that Britain has colonised. Anyway,
yes, let's just mention the white areas. That's fine. That's not controversial in the current climate.
Okay.
Yeah, so here's the thing. So, yeah, normally, as you know, we would have a guest on the podcast, but we've decided to just do this one sort of just us, just the 2 of us.
I know. We can make it if we try.
Yes.
Yes, and also, it is just nice to kind of break the ice with sort of what we, we're easing back into it because in March we were gearing up to go on this massive sort of 40 date tour. We had all these hopes, plans, dreams, and then, you know, then COVID happened, Illy.
Like a big hammer, it went smash, 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 smash. And that was that. But you make it sound a bit like we're swingers and like you're a bit like we just need to reconnect one-on-one for a bit.
That's right, yeah. Let's start by holding hands and then we'll get into kissing. It's fine. Yeah.
And then we'll let someone else into the relationship.
That's right.
Yes, and they'll be, you know, we'll be high-fiving over your back by midnight.
See, yeah. we go this filthy this quick, but I think that's what the listener wants. Is
it? Well, it doesn't, I mean, I don't, you know, there's nothing I can do if they don't. This is what it is, isn't it?
It always is like this.
400,000 people turn off. It is always like this. Oh, it's just like old times, isn't it?
It's lovely. Yeah. And this is actually how the podcast started 7 years ago, is that you and I sat down on a couch downstairs. We're in the loft. We should actually set the scene. Ellie's gone very professional. We're in the loft with all these lovely microphones. But 7 years ago, almost to the day, you invited me over to your house and you said, let's do this podcast. And we sat down and we were very grown up and like...
Shit.
We're like, hello, this is a podcast. Yes.
And the shipping forecast. South at Sierra, north at Sierra. It was all a bit like that.
I know. I was like, oh, and here's some cultural. What do we do? We're like, in the news
current
today.
Current affairs.
That's right.
Current affairs. I haven't listened to that podcast. I'm frightened to listen to it. What was current 7 years ago? Like, imagining current affairs now. No one would believe it.
No, and it all seems like absolute fucking drivel now, doesn't it? It's like, what? Yeah. 2013. Yeah, whatever.
And God, we won't stand for any drivel on this podcast, Helen. That's
no,
one
really.
Of our brown pillars.
That's
no drivel.
Right.
We did the first couple on our own and then we realised sort of it wasn't, you know, and then we brought guests in. Again, it sounds like I'm talking about a relationship and then we introduced other people into the marriage.
We got sick of each other and we thought, you know what we need? We need a few more hands and mouths.
There's not enough holes in this bedroom.
Exactly. So we got Ellie's best friend, Jessie, to come in.
Put her on all fours and off we went.
Yeah, so that was it. But it has evolved, obviously.
I mean.
Probably not.
A bit, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so for years we just okay, and we did do one on our own after I had my son Joe, who was premature. I don't know if I've mentioned it. Only every half an hour.
Guys, I don't know.
So there was that. And we thought we'd do this one on our own again, A, because it's a weird time, obviously, the lockdown, and B, because you've got some news for us, Helen.
Do you know what? It's funny you should mention that, Ellie, because do you know what? I mean, we were talking about this today, how we always start the podcast and how we have for every podcast is like, tell us about your family.
Mm.
And for the last 7 years, my family has pretty much been the same, Ellie. That is, it was myself, my two children, and my husband. And now I don't have a husband.
Mm-hmm.
So just before lockdown, I became a separated woman. I separated with my husband and became a single mother.
Yeah, you make it sound like you're a magician cut you in half. That's not quite
right,
what happened.
Exactly right.
Perhaps emotionally, but yeah.
Yeah, know. And obviously out of respect for, you know,
your children.
My children, yes. I won't go into too much of the detail, but yes, my husband doesn't live in the house anymore and I'm with my kids by myself most of the time. So what an experience lockdown has been, Illy.
Ooh, it's been a roller coaster.
Hasn't it just?
A corona coaster.
It has. I mean, you know, lockdown was a big thing. Getting separated is a big thing. And then I had to combine those two powers together. So, so it was it's been one hell of a ride. And I'm just feeling like I'm getting out of the fog. So I have, experienced like the shock and the trauma and grief and all those lovely things that you get from having a big life change while like the world has been on fire.
Yes. There are many days where I've been amazed that you can get up in the morning, let alone be hilarious, look after your children, deal with a global pandemic, answer my messages,
yes.
Get dressed and not just even shit in a toilet, frankly.
Well, yes. I mean, there have been days where I've really struggled with toileting. But yeah, I mean, like there are days, listener, where I spent most of them in my pyjamas. And, I'm not proud of this, but I did take up smoking there for a while. So there was times where I was, you know, in a raincoat in pyjamas, having a secret fag in the back of my garden, holding my sixth coffee, wondering what the hell's happened to my life. But, you know, you just have those days, don't you?
And everybody has different coping mechanisms.
Yeah.
You know, you started smoking. Some people make sourdough. Fuck those people. Just fucking buy some bread.
Exactly right. Some people like to put their top 10 albums on Facebook and then everybody dies inside.
Oh, God.
Stop it.
Don't care.
Stop it now. I don't care if you like Fleetwood Mac. I really don't.
Yes. Some people, oh, yeah, it's about self-improvement. I know, I'll learn Italian. Ciao. That's definitely not me, everyone. That's definitely not me.
What's the name of your tutor from Rome, Ellie?
Jamila. Yeah, she's lovely. I really like her. We've become friends. I just want to talk to her in English. Well, in my head, we've become friends. To me,
yes.
It's nothing.
For money.
To her, it's nothing. It's
just, a lovely Italian lady you've met on the internet.
Yeah, I feel like she's my friend. She's 25 and she's really smart and clever. She speaks like Portuguese as well, and she's learning, and obviously English, and she's learning French as well, and I just think she's like, oh my god, I wish I'd been like you when I was 25. But sadly I'm 42 and I'm still a twat, so.
But you might meet her one day.
Well, she's very nice, and she says things like, oh, when you come to, I won't do the accent, she says, like, when you come to Rome, you know, I'll take you to the good pizza places, and like, we talk about food for about half of each lesson, which it suits me.
I mean, that's the joy of Italy, really. Yeah. Isn't that why you're learning Italian, so you can just get more amongst it the next time you're there?
Mate, we had a whole lesson on coffee, and it was one of the happiest hours of my life. All the different coffees I'd never heard of. I don't even really like coffee.
I know. You just have a shit milky latte.
Oh, that's it. That's what I said to her. She's like, this is why we don't have Starbucks in Italy. No. It's shit. And I was like, I'd like it, Jamila, but I like you more. Please don't judge me.
No, you've got to have a ristretto or a macchiato or any of the O's, the other ones.
Any of the O's. All
yeah,
of the O's.
All the O's.
Every O.
So O, yeah. Your cappuccino, the whole thing. But yeah, I mean, like, so you went into lockdown and I mean, as luck would have it, your husband was unemployed.
Yes, that's relaxing. So my husband, he works in IT. Nobody knows what he really does, even him. And he works on, like, contract basis. So he didn't have a contract when this happened. So, yeah, luckily, we're very, very lucky. We've got savings and we're all right. And you and I, you know, all right. We've lost a significant proportion of the
look,
business.
Don't, speaking of O's.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh, so many O's. But look, what I've liked, he's been tasked with homeschooling, and Pete loves, he loves a list, he loves challenge.
It. He loves it.
Yeah.
They call him Mr. You know, and he loves it. And we say that he's the teacher and I'm the headmaster, which means I stay in my headmistress, which means I stay in my office and basically just come down and interfere occasionally and then go away.
Yeah, exactly. Do an inspection.
Yeah. And then I come up here in the night, you know, edit the podcast, do my Italian lessons, and then, you know, so much admin, Helen, awful lot of admin.
Oh, definitely Helen's not, a taskmaster.
Yes,
oh.
Definitely not watching old Dr. Phil episodes on YouTube, guys. That's not what I'm doing.
Oh, now Helen's separated. She's really dropped the ball. Yeah. I've got to do all the work.
Yeah, it's really tough. Really, really tough. Really, really nightmare.
Oh, dear.
So it's been... But I have to say, he has embraced homeschooling, and we don't, my God, by no means do we do full days. We don't even do it every day. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm very grateful that he's picked up that baton.
Yeah.
Because frankly, I would be terrible at it. I lose my temper too quickly.
I've done that so many times. Because I'm sort of, you know, doing a bit of scummy stuff, mum stuff. You know, obviously the smoking, that takes up a little bit of time.
Yeah, of course.
And all the drinking I have to do, and texting and all the things, and, you know, crying. So much crying. But amongst that, we have done a bit of homeschooling, and it's amazing. Within 3 minutes, we can go from, okay, I'm just printing out the maths homework, and we're sitting down, and then one of them will crack the shits, and then we're just on iPads again. So, you know, it's been pretty real. But I, do you know what I've really loved is I have had, because, you know, this has been such a big, you know, emotional thing, is that I've just been able to hug my kids whenever I like. Mm. We can go for walks, we can eat ice cream, we can sit and eat, just crap, but watch Netflix and hold each other, because, you know, their life has changed. Their life is very, very different. And it's been really lovely in that respect.
Mm.
So I've sort of said, you know what, let's not do school today. Let's just...
No, I think that's it. Your kids, like you say, have been through this big thing. I mean, I just don't think they should be worrying about fucking Key Stage 3 at this point.
We've just been watching a lot of BBC Bite Size as we eat crisps, and we're like, yeah, that's all right. We've learned something about the Romans or the Stone Age.
Yeah. And I think you and I don't know, maybe you'll correct me, but I think we have quite a similar philosophy in terms of... Again, stop me if I'm wrong, but I don't really care if my kids are like rich or what job they do. I don't even really feel a desperation for them to be happy all the time, because I think that's impossible. I don't know an adult human who's happy 100% of the time and has been for their whole life.
No.
I just sort of want them to be kind, and like we said on another podcast, lovable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, you're teaching them that by giving them crisps and iPads. That's what I'm saying to you.
I'm such a good mum.
You really are a great mum.
Oh, my God. But they've been saying that. And do you know what? Throughout, and now I'm just being smug. There have been times, and even my son said that yesterday. We dropped my big girls back at school, and I said, "Oh, let's just go to Sainsbury's because that's always a treat." Mm. And he just grabbed my hand and said, "Mummy, I'm really happy." And I was like, "Whoa.
I hate Lidl." So glad we can afford to shop somewhere else.
So yeah, so that's been really nice.
Oh, Google's talking to me.
Oh my gosh, shush.
Oh my God, it's just giving me some Lidl locations.
Far Jesus. Out.
I'm going to turn off the bloody...
Oh, Jesus, it's listened to everything. It knows I'm separated. Terrifying. Find me a boyfriend, Google. anyway, I think that's it. I think, you know, and I think everybody has found... With the COVID stuff, you kind of just go back to basics, don't you? You realize who your good friends are, you realize what you like, all those sort of things. And I think that has been a really, you know, a blessing. Oh, I hate saying blessing. Can you just slap me in the face if I ever say blessing again?
I would say I'll cut it out, but I want everyone to know you're a bit of a twat. So
oh, God, it's awful. Oh, God, what have I drunk too much rosé?
No, I don't like, yeah, I yeah. don't like that thing. I'm not having to go at you. Well, I mean, I am. Yeah. But because you said, but I don't like that thing, blessing, because it implies that the people who haven't got the thing are like not blessed.
Yeah,
how about those guys?
I know, it's fucking awful. Blessed. No, exactly right. And yeah, it's just been a weird thing because I've gone through a massive trauma, and usually when you get separated and go through shit like this, all you want to do is hug your mates, all you want to do is go to the pub, all you want to do is connect with people you love, and I. Yeah, we didn't hug for 3 months. Can we, I should say, like, I separated with my husband when Ellie was in Japan. And
yes.
So Ellie had gone off on this lovely holiday with Ellie's dad and Ellie's mum, and it was lovely, but that happened on the Wednesday, and then Ellie wasn't due back until the Monday. And so I just went, do you know what? I'm not going to tell her.
Which I think is amazing of you. And is obviously a testament, most importantly, of your love for me, but also of you as a human, that you went through this, I mean, you tell me, but possibly the most enormous emotional thing you've ever been through.
Yeah.
And you thought, I'm not going to spoil my friend's stupid holiday with her nutty old parents.
If you watch this, the Instagram stories, and they're still on our Instagram, it was the most joyous thing. And also every day everyone was like going, oh my God, I love Ellie's mum and I love Ellie's dad. And you were giving all the joy and all the love to all these people. And I was like, Ellie, you enjoy everything. And it was such a special time, wasn't it?
It was. And I'm not going to sit here and look you in the face and say, I wish you told me.
Yeah.
Because I don't. I'm glad. I know it was awful for you.
I know.
And I know I should be saying, you should have just told me. But actually... It would have spoiled my holiday. Yeah. I couldn't have been funny and relaxed and enjoyed Japan and enjoyed my time with my parents, because I would have been worried the whole time about you. And when I did get back and you did tell me, I was so upset. Mm. And so thank you very much for not fucking up my holiday.
I'm here for you, mate.
Yeah, that's what's really important. That's really the key takeaway.
Oh, my God. I'm going to do some wee. And I didn't fuck up your dad's holiday or your mum's, because I know, look, your mum worries. No, she loves me very deeply.
Does.
Oh, God. So I just knew. And also, look, and I don't think, no, this is a spoiler. I have other friends.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I know, like, not like you,
no.
But I've got family and I've got friends, and, you know, I knew there were other people who could, you know, give me a quick cuddle and get me drunk and hold my, hold my hair. I wasn't throwing up, but I was like, you know what, I'm going to be separated for the rest of my life. I can wait 6 days until Ellie gets back, and then we can crack on with holding each other. But that wasn't that much before the lockdown, so it was sort of like,
it's like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
And then so there was all that going on, and there was all about you arranging how the new situation was going to be, and then the lockdown happened, and I remember saying, I feel like I died in a plane crash on the way back from Japan.
Yes, I know.
And like, if you've ever seen the TV series Lost, I mean, no spoilers, but like, I feel like...
You came back to a different world.
I've crash landed on this fucking weird island
where
this has happened to Helen.
Yeah.
And I can't, you know, the lockdown has happened. And suddenly I've just spent like a week with my parents that was amazing.
Yes.
And now I'm being told I can't touch them for the foreseeable future. Like, I don't... I don't understand what's... It feels like a terrible video game.
Yes.
It feels really weird.
And I'm sure, I mean, and we have only got one story, and I know there are so many, because we've done lots of different, we've started our Instagram lives on Friday night and Tuesdays, we've done silly songs and silly bits on Instagram and sort of connected with our audience, and people have shared things, people who are on the actual front line. I mean, we talk about what we've been through, but you know, the doctors and nurses and everybody, the delivery guys and everybody doing all that sort of stuff are going through, yeah, this weird time, and we're all sort of, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't believe in that relative pain thing of like, oh, well, there's always someone worse off than you, so you shouldn't feel too bad. I don't know. I don't think that works.
Yeah.
Is a broken arm worse than a broken leg? I mean, well, not, but that doesn't mean you don't have a broken arm. Do you know what I mean? I don't.
Yeah.
But yes, I just, everyone, it feels like everyone's got a story, and it does feel like I've got off lightly with an unemployed husband with savings compared to what you've been to. But yes, there's people who heard doctors and nurses and people who've bloody died, and it's God, it's a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot. It is a lot, and but it's it's really shaken everybody. Nobody's got through this without being affected. Like we're all going to be slightly different people at the end. And it's so funny. And we're coming to you. I was going to say we're coming to you live from London, and
where we've lived as long as this podcast has been going. I mean, is this that's new information?
Oh God, exactly right. I mean, obviously millions of people are going to listen to this particular podcast because we've got a really fresh insight on the lockdown, Ellie.
That's right. Yeah. In a minute, I'm going to give you my thoughts on the various vaccines that are in the works and which ones I think were most effective.
Well, I've been drinking bleach for the last 2 weeks, so I'm completely fine.
Yeah, but that was just because you ran out of vodka.
Oh my God, the drinks that I've been having in desperate times. I remember one night Ellie and I did a three-way conversation with her lovely friend.
Again, you just make us sound like swingers all the time.
God, I do. I think
lockdown's over. It feels like, why have we all been holding back, really?
Oh, look, exactly right. The end of the world is nigh, Ellie.
Just
let's get amongst the swinging community.
Let's get all those holes filled the way up.
That's right. Start a new WhatsApp group.
Yes.
Fuck me now.
Yes, like a bouncy castle with punctures that's still going.
That's a lovely image you made with your words.
Thanks. What were you talking about? Weird drinks?
Yes. I've been obviously drinking my ex-husband's really expensive wine. I really recommend that.
Come
on. Just the dusty ones.
Yeah,
lovely dusty ones.
Yeah.
He knows that because I posted about it on Instagram. But also like Cointreau, which is more about your drink, isn't it?
You know I love a Cointreau. Are you stealing my signature drink?
only because it was like at the back of the cup and I was like, what can I drink?
How Cointreau. Are you drinking it? How are you having it?
Oh, I just had it on ice.
Yes, that's correct. That's the right way.
Because
well done.
Is that in a Cosmopolitan?
I don't know. I don't really read magazines.
Hey! Oh, gosh, the pandemic has not...
Still got it.
Not blunt.
It has not dulled the blade.
No, it has not, Ellie. So that's good. But yeah, look, I mean, I think it's a universal thing. Alcoholism has gone up.
Yeah.
Corona carbs, Corona kilos. I mean, you were sharing with me today your bonus weight.
I've put on, since the start of lockdown, I've put on 5 kilograms.
That's all right.
It's not ideal when you consider that I'm literally heavier than I've ever been, and I'm heavier than I was when I was pregnant with either of my children, even though one of them is premature. But I don't know if I mentioned it. She still looks amazing.
She looks fabulous.
Yeah, no, I'm not like I'm not sitting here going, oh, you know, I'm a terrible person and I feel enormous because I don't. And I'm.
But that's
not.
Just the facts. That is the
that's
facts.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
And you buggered your knee, you poor darling.
That's it. So I had to stop running because I buggered my knee, and so that hasn't helped. I feel like, I sort of feel like I want to get back. Don't want to be thin because, I mean, that's a ridiculous objective, but I sort of want to lose that weight. But at the same time, I feel like I am medicating with food and alcohol.
It's pretty nice.
It's pretty nice. The alcohol probably, me and Pete actually, about a month ago, we sort of had to have a serious conversation with ourselves. And we now don't drink on a Monday and a Thursday because it was getting like...
This is like the 5-2 diet.
Exactly. It's like the 5-2 red wine diet.
Oh my God.
We have Monday and a Thursday off. But I don't know if that's working because then it gets to like Wednesday night and you're like, can't drink tomorrow. It's like Christmas. You're like, oh, can't drink tomorrow. I might as well have another glass.
Oh, I'll drink till 2 a.m. then.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'd recommend it as a strategy.
I love that you had to have a meeting as a couple going, dude, this is getting too much.
Well, because the first few weeks, like, I'm not going to say it was fun. It wasn't like a holiday, but it did feel like, well, we might as well just start drinking at three because you and I don't have to get in a van and go to Leicester and do a show.
No, no.
And, you know, when you and I were working, we would do a show and then we'd have a curry and max like 2 pints.
Yeah.
But now that's out of the window. Anyway, the point is, yeah, so I don't know. I just feel like... Oh, and then I discovered Scroppino's.
Oh, my God. Okay, everybody, stop what you're doing now. Just listen in. Write this down.
Now, this I didn't invent this.
The Italians did.
The Italians did. It's a Venetian cocktail, which I'd never heard of, but you have because you live in Venice.
Yeah, I lived in Venice for 3 months and I had this cocktail most evenings because it was the hottest summer on record in Italy. But talk us through, Ellie.
So Anna Whitehouse, Mother Pucker, I learned about this from her. You get like a little shot of vodka.
A little.
This is, you know,
some vodka.
This is the first one that you have of the night.
Yes.
And then you get a big scoop of lemon sorbet.
Yeah.
And then you top it up with Prosecco and you whiz it up in a blender. The blender is key.
Yes.
And you get this sort of sour, lemony, but the Prosecco is a little bit, oh, God, it's good.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And it is like the lemon sorbet just got, it's that tarty, soury sort of thing. But that makes it cold.
Tarty and sour. Oh, that's what they used to call me at university.
Oh my God, it is lush. And Ellie came over a couple of weeks ago. That was last week, actually. God, the days are just melting away. And you just bought the raw ingredients. I love that you bought some frozen vodka, some lemon sorbet and some Prosecco. And you bought your cooler bag, which obviously is still at my house because I just forgot to bring it.
Oh,
it's fine. But yeah, and then that night Ellie did 3 wees in my garden.
I love an outdoor wee, yeah.
And it was so funny because a couple of days before we'd gone to visit was it your mum's birthday or dad's birthday?
Oh, one of them, because they're quite close, aren't they? I think that was dad's birthday, that one.
And you just hosed one out in their front garden. I just was like chatting to your parents and then this stream of piss was like separating us like the Nile. Oh my God, we're like, that's Ellie's piss floating past us as we catch up on your birthday.
Oh, yeah. It was a good time.
Look, you have to find, what does Dolly Parton say? If you want the rainbows, you've got to put up with the rain.
Yeah, exactly.
There have been some lovely rainbows amongst all of this.
Yeah, and I think, I think we were saying, everyone has different strategies and different reactions, like... I've been reading a lot of Brené Brown, who is American. If you haven't heard of her, she's an amazing American researcher and writer. She does amazing TED talks and books and all this stuff.
Mm.
And I listen to her podcast a lot at the moment. And she talked about this thing. I think was it overachievers or overreactors or underreactors or something. I should have probably bothered to look this up.
That's all right. We'll put it in the show notes.
But basically, there's two ways people react to sort of crisis, and one is that people kind of. If you're a certain personality type, you get really like, right, I'm going to solve this problem and I'm going to achieve and I'm going to tell everyone else what to do and I'm going to manage it and it's all going to be all right and I'm going to get a list and it's all going to be
so
fine.
So many lists, yes.
And then you're this other type of person who just goes, oh God, I can't cope. I'm just going to hide under the duvet until it's gone away and it's all going to be fine.
Yeah.
And neither of them is good. We're not saying.
Yeah.
Because if you're, and I'm definitely the sort of over type.
Yeah.
But if you're that type, that's bad because you're not really dealing with the situation, you're not really dealing with your stress or your emotions about it.
Yeah.
You're just sort of trying to funnel it into this stuff, which doesn't work because eventually you burn yourself out, right?
Yeah.
And then you crash.
Yeah.
So when I heard that podcast, I was like, oh no. Like,
I'm that guy.
Yes. I'm learning Italian. I became obsessed with making the perfect black dal.
Oh,
from
my
Dishoom.
God. Oh, yes. You were very... You did drop one on my doorstep, which is very, very good. She's almost nailed it, I would say.
But it was mental, Helen. I was ordering, like, lentils from, like, Amazon at great expense because I had to get it right.
Yes.
And it wasn't right, so I had to do it again until I got it right.
Yeah.
And then I really went into... With work, I was like, let's just make content. Yeah. We can't do the shows. Let's just make more videos. Do more content. And then... That lasted like a few weeks.
Mm.
And then with the help of Brené Brown, I was like, ooh, you're going to burn yourself out.
Yeah, you're going to feel very tired. And you don't need to.
No. And then my knee went, so I couldn't run as much anyway. And I was running too much. And so I sort of calmed down. But I don't know about you. I have every day. Some days I just feel like, oh, I wake up and go, God, are we still here? I can't bear this.
Yeah.
And somebody's awake and go, ah, yes, let's make some content and learn Italian.
Yes.
Is it like that for you?
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, because I'm in this sort of weird grief thing. Like, I wake up some days going, oh my God, my life has changed. Think of the possibilities, Helen. You're a single woman. You've got a new life. You've been given a gift. You've been given this new opportunity. I feel great. I love my friends. I love my family. I can put up posters on the wall that I thought I couldn't do before. I can make my house my own. I've got this freedom. This is really exciting.
And then, what is the poster saying? Mums are better than dads.
Exactly.
Don't get married.
Three's better than four. Yeah.
Marriage is a lie.
That's right. And we got a kitten, which was beautiful. Ooh. My ex-husband was allergic to cats. So, you know, silver linings and all that shit. But there are the days where I am so overwhelmed by the pain and the sadness and just the unanswered questions about how, why, you know. And there's an excellent podcast called The Divorce Club, and someone said, I just wanted to be a good wife. I wanted to be, it was Wendy Wason actually, saying, I wanted to be married. I wanted to be the good wife. I wanted all those sort of things. And sometimes when you think about the ideal or what you envisioned, I guess, marriage or what your life would be, it's just not that. It's not that. And just coming to terms with the future you thought you had to what you've actually got. So, yeah, it's just a weird thing because and then you are so insular. You know, I think so many, you know, when you read about people going through divorce and they're like, oh, and you just go out with friends or, you know, go to someone's house. And like, I didn't have any of those options. So, but I had to, I've got a few friends who were psychologists and said, you know, to get through the pain and the shit, you've got to sit with it. And I've sat in the sad and sat in the pain and had the nights where I couldn't sleep because all the thoughts are going through my head. But, you know, I think that's good. I haven't been able to run away. Literally, I've been locked in it. And so that's good in a way because I've just sort of gone, right, this is my time to do it.
So when you say sit with it.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Only because I never really understood. Does that mean, like, go into it? Does that mean sit there and go, God, yes, I am really sad and angry and upset and I do feel like I'll never be happy again? Or does it mean just sit there and kind of let the thoughts go? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's both. Like, let yourself cry, listen to the sad song, don't try and avoid it. And one of the things I have been told, which is a weird thing, you're allowed to be angry. Which I'm not naturally an angry person. And also,
no, you're much less angry than me before all this. I'm furious most of the time. Have been for about 30, 40 years.
Oh, I know. The worst I get is like going, oh, stop that. So yeah, I was like, oh my God, this is a new emotion for me. And people said, you're allowed to feel sad. But my personality is like, everything's fine, I'll smooth it over, everything's going to be great, I'm a positive person, this is an opportunity, oh, this is good, I haven't dated since I was 19, one day I'll be able to date a new man. Look at all those opportunities that have come out of this shit thing. But it's okay to have the days where you get really cross and just sort of go, no, that's fucked, and I'm angry today.
Oh, good.
But I'm not angry at the kids. I'm really good at kind of, you know, going upstairs and screaming into a pillow and then coming down going, right, ice cream. So, you know, I'm conscious of that and all that sort of thing. But what I've liked is that, you know, I haven't, you know, had to wear a bra for a couple of weeks and you can get away with just wearing pajamas all the time.
I mean, that's an upside, I suppose.
Haven't quite got to the stage where I've gone to the off license in the pajamas and dressing gown yet, but you know, still could, I guess.
I mean, I'm trying to give an outsider's perspective in a bid to make it more about me. And yes, I know I haven't been there 24/7, but I've been through some of it.
Yeah,
at your side, sort of, all right.
Yes.
On WhatsApp or on the phone.
Yeah.
It strikes me that you've had really low points, but you've never sort of given up. Do you know what I mean? You've never gone, this is absolutely fucking awful and it's going to be awful forever.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. No, exactly right. And I have an army around me. I have an army of family and I have an army of friends. And also, one of these things that happens when you say you've separated, someone goes, I've got a friend who's gone through that. And then you start WhatsApping WhatsApping an amazing woman and you go, I'm feeling this right now. And she'll go, look, I know where you're at because I'm 6 months ahead or I'm 2 years ahead. You're going to be okay. you're going to be fine. This is the shit bit and it is shit. Just acknowledge it's shit. but every day will get better. And yeah.
Are you trying to tell me that you've got a new best friend? Because I'm all right with that. I'm fine with that.
It's all right. Her name's Claire.
Listen, if you want me to leave Pete so we can be on the same page, it's something I'll consider. It's not a hard yes. It's not a hard yes. But I'm saying we could think about it. We could talk about it. Don't leave me.
I know that you've texted my friends and my sister.
Of course I have. Yeah.
And I know that there's a chain around me. And I have cried a lot, but I think the time, and I didn't really want to cry, but the only time I cry, it was my dad said, "I'm just so proud of you, Helen. I'm proud of how you've coped with this. It's really hard." And I just, it just made me, he's far away and he's, you know, like, and I was like, I'm just trying my best and it's hard and it's shit. And I know it will get better. But that, you know, I think that's the thing, is that friends have said, "You've done this for me. You've been my friend for 20 years. I'm going to make you some food." And I'm like, "Oh, it's okay. I don't need it." And actually and I'm sure there's lots of listeners out there, to accept help is a really hard thing when you're not really a taker and you're a giver. And then you realize that you're like, "Actually, no, I need some help. Actually, this is hard." So I think that's and one day a friend just dropped over a pack of cigarettes and an Easter egg, and I was like, "Oh." It's like, that's fine.
Kinder surprise. She should have put them in the Easter
egg. Marlboro surprise. Yeah. I know. That was really nice. Anyway. But, yeah.
Yeah, I am. I'm not your dad, so pride feels like the wrong word. Mm. And I'm not shocked by how strong you've been, because, all right, I've only known you for 7 years, but you and I have spent more time with each other than anyone else. So it feels like you've been for 40 years.
Yes, exactly right. It's like an intense, yes, exactly right. Lovely thing.
So I'm not shocked by it, but I am impressed by it on a daily basis. And I just think, it's amazing. Your dignity and your grace and your strength is astonishing. Mm. And yes, I have been texting your sister and your friends because, to be honest with you, there have been times when and it's not even happened to me what's happened to you, right?
Yeah.
But there have been times when I have felt the pain and the rage on your behalf so intensely that I have felt out of my depth and I've worried about my ability. See, now I'm crying to make about me.
Jesus, Ellie.
It's like when we had the lovely Elle Wright on the podcast.
I know, and I was like, "Oh my God, Ellie's crying."
But there have been times where I have been worried about my ability to be there, to be enough for you and to be there, because what has happened is so big.
Yeah.
So I've had to make sure that those people are supporting you as well. And of course they are. So really, I suppose there have been times when I need to feel like I'm not alone.
Yeah.
And other people feel the same way. But yes. Mm. But I tell you what, the response that you've had from your friends, your old friends, your new friends, friends of mine who you've made through
me. Oh my God, I've just like basically stolen all of Ellie's friends.
We all know that they like you more. It's okay. I've come to terms with it. I'm having a lot of therapy.
Oh my God.
But they are all there for you.
Yeah.
And they all,
Yeah.
I mean, we're not getting into things, but so many of them can't believe this has happened to you.
Yeah.
And you're so undeserving. No one deserves terrible times.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah.
I know. I think that's it. And what's really nice is that I'm sure the listener has either been in my situation or been a carer, because, you know, one in two marriages end in divorce, and it's going to happen to people you know, or you might be a child of divorce and all those sort of things. And I think it's just one of those things that people, I never wanted to feel the shame. I think that was it. Like, I was like going, this is really hard. And I, you know, never thought I was going to get divorced, but I'm going to own this. I'm going to be a really good single mum. I'm going to ask for help. And I've got an amazing psychotherapist, and I want to do all the things. I think it's just, and I will get through it, and it will be easier. And my kids are amazing. And yeah, we've got this amazing kitten who has been like this amazing sort of therapy cat as well, which we all just pick up and carry like a baby. So that's been very nice. But yeah, I'm looking forward to, actually, I get to hug Ellie Gibson, and I'm looking forward to hugging a friend. Who knows when we can do that? I don't know.
Hug another person.
Yeah. I mean, not that I want to hug anyone else,
yeah,
Ellie.
Yeah, fucking hell. Like, Jesus. What's wrong with me? Am I not enough for you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's all gone very serious. Anyway, but look, rest assured, throughout this three, and look, if people looked back on our Instagram or our content, you know, I've just tried to be as happy and jolly and as positive as I can, because frankly, I still have all my friends. I've still got my house. I've got my children. I've got everything else. I'm just missing one person in my life, and that's okay. That's only one less person, but I have hundreds of friends and all you listeners who, you know, every day we are impressed and inspired by the comments on our Instagram or the feedback we get from our podcast. And I feel like we've got this army of women with us, which is really nice, and 5% men. 5% men in our following, and Ellie's dad, of course.
He's about 50%.
That's probably enough sad chat done. Can we just talk about your dad's hair?
Oh my god, it's extraordinary. It's sprouting like some sort of triffid.
People have referred to him as like Christopher Lloyd. Einstein, that was very complimentary to himself. He's like, I'm like Einstein.
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
He's like, I'll do an Einstein impression. Then he just went E equals MC squared. He didn't even do the freaking accent.
Your mother's eyes rolled to the back of their head, Ellie.
Rolled right the way out of her head, they did. It was God. Like a marble run.
Oh, yeah. If you are on Instagram, do go to the highlights and see the stories on Ellie's parents' step. They're worth an afternoon just scrolling through those.
Just worth it, absolutely.
And how are your lads? So in this time, we've got sons born 11 days apart. And Charlie's birthday is tomorrow and Hugo's was 10 days ago. And they could not be happier, really, I think.
I think they're all right. So it's, you know, it is what it is. But I feel like, I mean, I don't know about you, I feel quite emotionally drained now. Yeah, I mean, we usually have a Scummy Mummy confession, don't we?
I think I've confessed a lot.
You've done quite well.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. What's my confession?
I mean, apart from the fact you've pissed over most of Southeast London.
I've done a lot of weeing, of lockdown weeing.
Excellent drinking. Do you know what? Can I say, listener, Ellie Gibson one day, when her knee wasn't fucked, dressed up as Spider-Man.
I did, yeah.
And
yeah.
Spider-Mum, and ran around the streets of Southeast London waving at the children.
Yes.
Like some kind of weird Pied Piper.
I think they were mostly confused. But it was
Spider-Man with tits.
I came round. I remember turning up at my friend Richard Lucy's house and going, "Hello, I'm Spider-Man." And Rich being like, "And you're a Cockney now." And I was like, yes, I am. And I have breasts. What's your point?
You ran for 3 hours, I remember.
Yeah.
Did you have no wheeze then? You're in a full. See, you're amazing.
Yeah,
like a camel.
I don't need to wee when I run. It's like a camel. That's what it is.
It just like closes up like a mollusk.
Yeah, but the Spider-Man costume is one of those. It probably goes over your head and your hands.
Oh, so like one of those weird sex things.
Yeah, and I had this like map because I did it like on WhatsApp, and so I ran around all the kids in Charlie's class. He wanted me to go there. And I had this map sort of scrunched up in my hand, but I couldn't see it through the Spider-Man, and it got all sweaty. And, like, I would be on a street corner, like, desperately trying to look at this map dressed as Spider-Man, and the white van drivers would be beeping me, and it was pretty hilarious.
It was awesome. I enjoyed it. It was great.
It was a highlight for me. What's been your highlight of lockdown?
Oh, I think it has been getting the kitten, and also people just bringing food to my house. Yeah. I mean, not that I'd recommend getting separated, but people just bring you food all the time. It's very nice. Yeah, now, that's been really nice. I have loved sitting with my two children and hugging them and watching a lot of TV and sharing. They've just got into The Simpsons. And they've discovered the genius of The Simpsons, so that's been really nice.
Oh, yeah, my kids have just discovered The Simpsons.
Oh, my God.
It's on Sky all the time.
Yeah. They absolutely love it, and it's been amazing. But I just love all the meandering chats that I've been able to have with the kids.
Yeah.
And obviously in recent events with the amazing sort of Black Lives Matter protests, and we've just been able to sit and talk about shit like that. So that's been really good. And, and of course...
And sometimes hard. I've had to have some hard conversations, and my kids, you know... They arguably don't know enough about racism and what happens and all that. So we're trying to do the work, as they say.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that more on the podcast in the future. And we've got plans to, you know, we're going to try and do our best to help.
Yeah, exactly right. And that is our absolute commitment and responsibility. I think that's been my sort of highlight. And low light is fake tan.
Oh, God.
So, you know, self-care and that shit, Ellie. Shaved my legs recently because, I care about myself. And I thought, oh, fake tan. I put the fake tan. My boobs are quite low and flappy. And I put it like, I smoothed it down over the boob, but obviously not underneath. So it was sort of like white under the boob and under the skin under the boob where it rested. And then just... brow like a
Kinder egg.
Yes,
when you
exactly.
Crack open a Kinder egg.
That's white. If you lift the flap, it was white underneath. The underboob was white.
That's a look, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh God, yeah. So that I'm not very good at it, and I'm very good at sort of making like a brown elbow, and then on the other side just white. I'm just trying to do nice things for myself, and I've got pink
that's
hair.
Not a nice thing, dyeing yourself a variety of colors. It's not a nice
like it's
thing.
Like some kind of caramel swirl. That's what I look like. It was so pale and white, yet with some blotchy tan patches. But yeah, I'm getting there. I'm not quite Samantha from Sex and the City just yet.
I mean, you know,
oh well, there's time. There's
who
time
is, who is. Oh, well, there we go. I mean, it's weird, isn't it? So I think we've sort of come to a natural
yes, we've shared almost too much. We'll see. But thanks, Ellie.
No, thank you. Normally at this point we say come and see our live shows, but yeah, you can't.
But we haven't even talked about our shop.
Oh, yeah. Also, I was going to say, I thought you'd say the drive-in. We're doing some drive-in shows.
We are doing some drive-in shows.
The 26th and 27th of July?
Yes, exactly right. And in Dagenham and Brent Cross.
Okay.
Yeah, and a drive-in. And all the details are on our website, so just go to scummymummies.com. Yes. So that's a live event in your car.
We'll see how that goes.
Well, why not? We'll be there.
We've got a shop. It's got, I'm not really in the mood, but anyway, we have got a shop.
Yeah.
It's got mugs and t-shirts on it and that.
And a towel.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. We have put the price of the mugs up because delivery's included. And basically we worked out we were making a loss of 22 pence on each mug.
Oh, God.
Don't think we're going to go
Alan
on The
Sugar.
Apprentice.
No, we are not. We are not.
Let's fire each other.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're making 22 pence loss on the mug.
22 pence loss.
So for those first few customers, well done you.
Yeah, well
That's
done.
On us.
If you want to send us checks for 22 pence, that would make us feel a bit better.
Oh, God.
Not a charity. scummymummieshop.com anyway.
It's stuff. Other stuff. Yeah. And look, as we speak, I can see smoke billowing up from your barbecue.
Oh, yes.
We're just about to eat some meat kindly delivered to us by...
The Orchard Broccoli.
Exactly
Thank
right.
Thank you, The Orchard Broccoli.
And we're just glad to be back together.
But I do think... Well, today I'm not, you're seeing having an angry day. I'm having quite a good day today. So at the moment, I feel quite positive. I feel like it's going to be all right. It's going to be different.
Mm.
And one thing that I am confident is that you are going to be all right.
Yes.
And I don't need to tell you this, but you have one of the greatest capacities to be happy of anyone I've ever known.
Aww.
And you're one of the strongest people and you are one of the most lovable people. Like we were talking earlier about wanting our kids to be lovable. If you were my child, like your dad is, I would be so proud of you.
Aww.
And not just because of this and because what's happened, just because you're brilliant And that's why I, you know, decided to sign over 7 years of my life to you. Aww. And I commit to at least another 6 months right here, right now. That's my commitment to you.
That's longer than a Britney Spears marriage, Ellie. I mean,
that, to be honest, that was my meter.
That was long thing. With K-Fed.
Yeah. So. But yeah, there, you know, fuck me, mate. If we can survive this, we can survive anything.
Oh,
you know
my
that.
God. I know. If you just go through the list of things that we've survived, your premature baby, don't know if we've mentioned
that. Yeah, I've mentioned that. Yeah, don't like to talk about it, really.
Marathon training, you know.
For a marathon that never happened.
Thank you for your sponsorship. You know, we've had all sorts of things go through and we're still, I mean.
That
you know.
Gig in the Thai restaurant in Manchester.
Oh, my God. You farting in a fridge.
Oh.
I mean,
eating prawns in the van.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Steve Hill nearly getting arrested because I pissed in a pub car park. I mean, it has been a roller coaster even pre-corona, really.
Oh, my God. Anyway, thank you, Ellie. I couldn't have done this without you, and I needed you more than any other time. And I'm not good at asking for help, and I'm not good at admitting that everything is just too hard, and I'm getting better at that, and I couldn't have done this without you. It's been, and you've dropped off, she came and she dropped off discount donuts at my house one day. I mean, it was just, and some very premium steak, so thanks.
Thanks, you're welcome, man. Basically, that's how I like to show my emotion with food.
Yeah,
we all know
great.
That. We all know
great.
That. That's fine. That's all right.
Thank
I've
you.
Accepted that as part
Thank
of
you
I
very
am.
Much. But yeah, it would have been, look, lockdown would have been weird, regardless of whether my marriage went into a toilet. But you know,
oh, but don't underestimate it, mate. It's definitely made it weird.
Hasn't it? Hasn't
definitely
it,
like been like, whoa,
hey there.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's the difference between, I don't know, like Close Encounters and Twin Peaks, to be quite honest. It's really added another layer of surreal, nightmarish emotion.
Yeah,
so,
it's like growing a
that.
Tail. it's like, no one predicted it. It's there now.
Oh,
anyway.
It's there, but it's just going to be all right. I do believe that.
Yeah, and so many amazing women have come forward and said, you know, call me anytime. Don't ever worry what time it is. Women are fucking awesome.
I go to bed about 11, just so you know.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'll email you then.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
Well, yeah. Save it till the morning. Or...
Yeah. No, I'd write it down. Just
write it down. You might feel get a journal. You might feel better.
Yeah, that's good. Just be grateful. Oh,
I think
Ellie.
It's time to leave it there.
We've got to have our barbecue.
Yes, come on. I love you, Helen Thorne.
I love you so much, Ellie. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Thank you for everyone who stuck with us for all this bollocks and kept listening and liked our stuff. It means ever such a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, like phoenixes.
Yes, we will.
From a flame, Helen started with one of her cigarettes she started smoking. We will rise again.
We will.
Bye bye. Oh, that was good, wasn't it? You're right.
Yeah. Look, I'm just a bit emotional, Ellie.
I know, things have been really tough, haven't they? Yeah.
No, I'm just thinking about PayPal.
Oh, you mean our partners for this episode?
Yeah, they're just so great.
I know, mate. I know. Oh. Thanks again, PayPal.
Hashtag PayPal it forward.
Yeah.
Aww.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.